Today, we will read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 28. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we get into your word today, Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, teach us more about you. Help us to understand who you are, what you want us to do, how to live, how to follow you. Lord, we pray all of this in your name. Amen. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 28. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own does not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Now, this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord. Now, the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him. Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?
I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie.
This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. All right. In today's reading, we see the introduction to the book of John, and there are so many things to talk about in this section that I will probably not get to say everything that I could. But let's look at it. What is it talking about? Well, in the beginning parts, verses 1 through 18, it is really an introduction to the book. It is a poem, or it is a section that kind of explains what the whole theme of the book is about, or who it is about. And it is about Jesus. Now, it's very interesting. At the beginning, John chooses to talk about Jesus in a different way. He introduces him as the Word. What? The Word? I don't understand. Well, John calls Jesus the Word. We see that in the very first sentence. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you look at verse 14, we see he talks about it again. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. He's talking about Jesus. Jesus was the Word. Now, why does he choose to use this picture or this idea as a name for Jesus? Well, the Bible teaches that in many ways, Jesus was God's communication to man. For many, many years, God had sent messages to people. He had sent messages to men through prophets, and many of them wrote them down. That is what we see in the Old Testament, that God had communicated with men. But many times, people did not understand what he was saying, or did not listen. And so, in many ways, Jesus is God's final or ultimate communication to men. That Jesus is God himself who came to live among us. He became flesh. God is a spirit, but Jesus came to live among us, to speak to us the truth about God and how to reach him, to communicate God's message to us. He also came to become God's message to us, to become our way back to God. And we'll see that more throughout the book of John. But here, he is explaining who Jesus is. So what do we learn about Jesus? In verse 1, we see the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We see that Jesus was God himself, God himself who came to live as a man. It says he was with God in the beginning. through him all things were made, that Jesus did not begin when he was born. Jesus existed long before that. In fact, Jesus always existed. He was part of creation. Through Jesus, everything was made. There wasn't anything that was not made through Jesus. Jesus' life in him was life, and that life was the light of men. And so, Jesus is also light shining in the darkness. Now, it also introduces another character, and that is John the Baptist. Now, it makes clear that John the Baptist was not the Messiah, but simply someone who was speaking, preparing the way for the Messiah, for the promised one. Then, John goes back, talking about, again, the light, that Jesus was the light, but many people didn't understand who he was or what his purpose was. And so, even his own people, the Jewish people, who should have been watching for him, even they did not understand, and many of them did not expect to see him in this way, and so they did not accept him. They did not follow him as they should have. But in verse 12, to those who did receive him, he gave power to become children of God. If you believe in Jesus, you can become a child of God. Now, this is very different from Jesus, who is called the Son of God. It's different. It's not the same. But still, we become part of God's family. And that is a beautiful picture. In verse 14, we see that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. God himself wanted to show and communicate to men who he was. So he came to live among us, to live perfectly. And he communicated grace and truth. And we can see more about who God is through Jesus. As we travel through the book of John, I pray that you would see and understand more about who Jesus is, and by seeing and understanding him, you would understand and see more about who God is. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts throughout the book of John. Lord, help us to see and understand and believe and follow. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.